Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Now, we'll come back to our panel in just a moment, but we've got reporters around the country. We've also got our correspondents around the world. Let's cross first to Jack Parrock, who's LBC's reporter in Brussels. Jack, is there a degree of nervousness in Brussels tonight?
There's been a degree of nervousness in Brussels for some time over this. In fact, it's a very interesting night tonight. We've had storms, thunder and lightning across the sky, and now a heavy downpour of rain. We don't know what that portends. But we've also heard from the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker has been ringing certain EU leaders around the European Union. We don't know which ones, and we don't know what he's said to them. But obviously, everybody here in Brussels and in the capitals of the European Union member states are watching the result of this referendum incredibly closely.
Thanks, Jack. Well, we'll all remember the reception that Barack Obama's intervention got during this campaign. What might the result, whatever it is really, I suppose, mean for the special relationship? Simon Marks is LBC's Washington correspondent. Simon.
Hello, Sheila. Well, Barack Obama is on Air Force One as these results come in. That's where he's going to be monitoring at least the first few hours of all of this coverage. He's on his way to California. As you know, he had indicated a very clear preference for the United Kingdom to remain within the European Union. That was a controversial intervention by Barack Obama. Some wondered if that was going to irritate voters in the UK, but it's certainly an issue that the United States has felt very passionate about. Indeed, even before the referendum was called, President Obama dispatched an Assistant Secretary of State to London back in 2013 to urge Prime Minister David Cameron not to hold the referendum, arguing it was too risky a gamble to take. That advice clearly fell on deaf ears. The referendum has gone ahead. And here in Washington, also up in New York on Wall Street, of course, there is still some nervousness about the outcome of all of this, and great interest also here in Washington among the diplomatic corps. The French ambassador to the United States has just put out a very interesting tweet. He writes, "Brexit or not, I bet that the British will come tomorrow to Brussels with a list of demands and the crisis will go on." So all sorts of people on this side of the Atlantic keeping a very close eye on the outcome of this and wondering to what extent it's going to change the special relationship.
You can always rely on the French, can't you? Simon, thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. And David Davis, interesting there what Simon said about one of the Deputy Assistant Secretaries of State or whatever coming to London to try and persuade David Cameron not to hold the referendum. And he obviously resisted that advice.
Yeah, well, he had no choice. I mean, when he's between the balance of what he's promised his party and what a junior State Department official says to
representing the President of the United States.
So what, really? I mean, look. The United States has the worst foreign service in the world. It has the weakest understanding of the European Union and how it works in the world. It sees our job within it as a sort of representative of America, which is not what we are. And so, of course, it will promote its own interests. It always does. Don't never, ever think that American foreign policy is designed for us. It's designed for America.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly.